We're just hours away from a deadline in Israel for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to form a new coalition government to remain in office. But so far, he has not been successful. And if he fails by the deadline of midnight Israel time, another lawmaker would be given a chance to form a coalition. NPR's Emily Harris joins us from Jerusalem. And Emily, why is it down to the wire?
Well, Jeremy, I mean, it is supposed to take some time. Law here allows for a maximum of 6 weeks. But yes, Netanyahu has now taken all of that time. If we just flip the clock back, you know, to those mid-March elections, it did seem that it would be a pretty easy task because Netanyahu had a clear victory in the elections, a stronger victory than the polls had predicted, yeah. Certainly. But things actually didn't really start that smoothly for him. He did sign a deal with the first party he signed a deal with was difficult because that party, Kulani, wanted some specific promises that the leader, Moshe Kalon, would be able to fulfill the economic promises that he had made in the campaign. But then after that, it did look like Netanyahu was getting on track. The big upset came just a couple days ago on Monday. Israel's foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, was expected to be part of this new Netanyahu government, but he said he was not going to do that. He wasn't going to join in. So that gave Netanyahu really only one party left to negotiate with, Naftali Bennett's Jewish Home Party. And Naftali Bennett had to join to be part of the government. He was expected to anyway, but he had some demands and he was more necessary now for Netanyahu. So the negotiations got tougher, and that's what's been pushing things down to the wire.
Well, but I guess the question is, why has it been so difficult for him to pull a coalition together, given that he's negotiating with mostly right-wing parties like his own?
Well, a couple of different things. One, not all right-wing parties in Israel are cut from the same cloth. They have different priorities. They have disagreements on certain areas. And Netanyahu is more center-right than some of the people that he would be making a coalition with. So he wants to keep them in his line, in kind of control, as well as have to have them in his coalition. So that's a tricky balance. And then these final hour negotiations became more difficult because Netanyahu had already promised certain things to other people who have agreed to join the coalition, certain ministries and authorities. In particular, he gave control of religious affairs to ultra-Orthodox Jewish politicians, and Naftali Bennett, who he's negotiating with, been negotiating with today, wanted some role in that. So Bennett is now demanding other high-power cabinet positions. A lot of the negotiations have apparently been centered around control of the justice ministry. And also, I should say, although Netanyahu did win a clear victory during the election, he did that by taking votes from other right-wing parties, particularly Bennett. So there's no love lost there.
So what happens if Netanyahu does not meet the deadline, which is just hours away?
Well, what happens next is that Israel's president would choose a different lawmaker to try to form a coalition government. That new lawmaker would have a month to do so. It would probably be the Labor Party leader, Yitzhak Herzog. He would also face difficulties in pulling a coalition together, although it's looking like the election was pretty split, sort of left and right, very close, but he would face similar difficulties. And I should also note that by midnight, it is a deadline, but it doesn't have to be all I's dotted and all T's crossed kind of deadline. Netanyahu does have to have, you know, a deal signed, and he needs to tell Israel's president that, but some details can be worked out in the coming days.
And if he does manage to do that, even if, as you say, not all T's are crossed and not all I's are dotted, if he does put a government together by the deadline, how strong would it be given the situation he's in now?
You know, this is something a lot of Israeli political commentators have really been focusing on. He would now have only a one-seat majority in parliament. So presuming Naftali Bennett's party comes on board, Netanyahu's coalition government would control 61 seats out of the 120-seat parliament. So razor thin. It would be not clear whether controversial legislation could get in. Also, because could get through. Also, because of these tough negotiations, You know, one single party could have a lot of power over whether this government would hold or whether this government would fall. Now, one thing that's been discussed ever since actually election night here is whether the left-wing parties, the Labour Party coalition that came together with another party and ran together in the elections, whether that party might join the government and have what is called a unity government with both the left of center and right of center governing together. That is a possibility, and that could totally reshuffle the power deck again.
We'll be watching. Emily Harris in Jerusalem. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.